What's going on, everyone? Welcome back to the Chelsea Echo and welcome to your voice note review of Chelsea 4, Brighton 2. Cole Palmer proving that last season he was no flash in the pan. A fantastic performance from him and the rest of the side. Aside from two big mistakes which cost the goals for Chelsea, they played absolutely fantastically, knocking the ball about well and proving that they're still a fantastic side and even a counter-attacking team, which is what Chelsea were renowned for. Everything else was great from Chelsea, moving forward and making sure that they got the job done and giving Brighton their first defeat of the season. We absolutely love to see it, and Chelsea delivered on everything. They've continued to do so throughout the season, showing again that maybe they are on their way back to being the Chelsea football club we all love and know. I'm going to hand you over to the boys now. Dan, give me his thoughts on the shape and galactic tactics. And Tom, he's got to give you all those magic Cole Palmer stats. See you later.
An amazing day at the Bridge. A pretty insane first half. Robert Sanchez being Robert Sanchez, but that's the negative of the game. The positive, obviously, is the wonderment, the magic and the genius of Cole Palmer. Absolutely in awe watching this guy score again and again and again, and Stamford Bridge just lapping it up. Obviously ending Brighton's undefeated record, and I thought from a tactical point of view, that was something we spoke about in the preview. Really excited to see how Chelsea combated that. It was a chaotic first half. I think both teams had a lot of flaws, and to be honest, Brighton had chances, but I thought Chelsea were ruthless in the way they exploited Brighton's high line time and again. And actually in the second half we were a lot better structured, but probably could have scored three or four more. But looking at the Premier League table, third, good points, first Premier League home win for Enzo Maresca, so can't really complain. And Palmer, we got to keep him. We just have to keep him because he's the one who's going to take this team to new heights.
Well then, Chelsea at the moment just cannot seem to stop breaking records. Cole Palmer, four goals in 41 minutes in a bizarre 4-2 win for Chelsea against Brighton, I should say. Well, we saw Cole score four against Everton. He's now scored four again, this time breaking the record of first player to score four goals in 41 first half minutes. Outstanding. Obviously, you know, an incredible football player. We're very lucky to have him. It still feels pretty incredible to this day to have him. You know, let's try not to talk too much about Robert Sanchez, you know, conceding two very basic goals, but Cole Palmer made that irrelevant with four outstanding goals. Obviously a penalty, a world-class free kick, and two nice finishes as well, all in the first half. This was Palmer at his best. Might not have been Chelsea at their best, but it doesn't matter. 3 points against Brighton, move on to 13 points from the first six games. Big game against Forest on Sunday before the international break, and then we go into the difficult games: Liverpool, Newcastle, Manchester United, Arsenal. This is crunch time. But Chelsea at the moment can thank Cole Palmer for a masterclass.